It reaches Britain, and even leaps the Atlantic to America. Within a few years of the virus's first appearance, a global famine has ensued. Supply chains have collapsed worldwide. Food export has ceased. Livestock are dying for want of fodder. Bird and fish populations have crashed, and fields and downs lie bald and brown. So begins the main part of the novel, which describes the attempts of an English family to survive the chaos brought by Chung Lee. The novel, like so many narratives of eco-apocalypse, is a vision of nature's revenge for its sustained mistreatment, a return of the repressed. "For years now we've treated the land as though it were a piggy bank to be raided," explains one of the main characters, David, a farmer. "And the land, after all, is life itself." In the opening chapters, Christopher sketches an environmental context for the emergence of Chung Lee. Years of overproduction, a turn to monoculture, and the excessive use of pesticides to maximize yield following the privations of the war. "There's no sense in doing anything but wheat and potatoes these days," grumbles David early on. "That's what the government wants, so that's what I give them." The novel was eventually filmed in 1970. The film, like the US edition, was rechristened No Blade of Grass, allegedly because it was thought that the death of grass sounded like something from a gardening camp.